This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome in, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and next to me, as always, is my co-host RJ, and we're back to talk some Liga MX, the top flight in Mexico. We had a strong 2-1 bounce back week last week, so looking to keep it going and excited to be here. How's it going, RJ?
Yeah, as always, excited to be back. Looking forward to diving into this weekend's matchup. There's some interesting matchups, and I really like the looks of play on Saturday. So just looking to keep our momentum going here into the later part of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. This is this is the time of the year that we've collected our data. We kind of have a good feel. I know last week you said was one of the first weeks that your filters had enough information that it's starting to produce some pretty strong reads. And that was reflected in our results. 2-1, if we could do 2-1 every week, we would be happy. And I think our viewers would be as well. So we'll look to keep that going. We've got two for you today, one each. And we feel pretty good about them. If you want to get into yours, RJ, feel free.
Yeah, I'll kick us off. And to touch on what you said, as I said, sometimes the way I look at games, the matchups show up closer to kickoff. So if things do look good and there's a play that pops up over the weekend, like I did last weekend, maybe I'll post a video or Cooper, maybe you'll post a video and we'll have a bonus play. But that's certainly not something we can rule out. So, keep your eyes open for that.
For sure. And make sure you're just to kind of, riff off that note. Make sure you guys are following the Because We Win Twitter page, because if we do see something closer to kickoff time, we're not just here for this show. We're here for you guys the entire weekend. So if we see something, I could get on there and post a video. RJ could get on there and post a video. The whole goal is to help you guys win. So make sure you're following that Twitter page.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so play number one, the only play for me at the moment is on Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, Cruz Azul versus Querétaro, both teams to score at -120. Cruz Azul are coming off a 7-0 loss against Club America. Bit of a mess at the moment. They've also fired head coach Diego Aguirre. There's a new head coach in town, Raul Gutierrez, who was the former head coach of the Mexican U-17 national team. They won it, I think it was back in 2011. Mm-hmm. Most recently, he's the coach of the Cruz Azul reserves, so the lower squad. And prior to that, he was the head coach of Real España from the Honduran Premier League.
Yep.
So, as I said, most recently with Cruz Azul, with the club, so it makes sense for him to be placed as the interim head coach, right? So Cruz Azul have allowed 16 goals in the last five matches. They've only found the net four times. So clearly they have an issue scoring, right? Their defense is just brutal. And, now with the new head coach and the whole team, the owners, they want to bring in a striker. There's rumors of them looking at Brandon Vasquez from Cincinnati FC. I don't know how true or how much weight that has, but that's something I found in my research. There's also talks about, if they were to bring somebody in, the only team that could like sort of leverage or convince somebody like Carlos Vela to come is the Cruz Azul ownership and the squad. So yeah. Again, that's just more of a probably a wishful or a wish list item for them. Yeah. But I think Brandon Vasquez is certainly something that I could see happen. Anyways, it's not going to impact this match, but it's just something I found.
Right.
And I don't know if you wanted to add anything there.
Yeah. So Brandon Vasquez, I believe, has just gotten locked up long term with Cincinnati. I think that they got that deal done maybe even over the weekend last week. I think it was like a 3 or 4 year extension. I know Chivas Guadalajara had some interest in Vasquez at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of a little bit of a drama situation, actually, because rumor has it that they looked up his transfer value on Transfer Market, which was still set at like $1 million or like $500,000 or something.
Yeah.
And they reached out and proposed a bid to Cincinnati for based off his Transfer Market value, which is just a website on the internet.
Yeah.
And is way off. He's literally worth 10 times more than that, at least. I mean, this is a guy that's worth $5-6 million mm-hmm. on the real transfer market. So that was kind of not a great look for Chivas offering $500,000 based on an online website, you know? So that obviously didn't work out. As far as I know, he's actually recently been locked up long-term with Cincinnati. And then as far as Carlos Vela is concerned, I think he's getting close to 33 years old now. Still a really good player. I think he may have recently gotten locked up as well, at least for another year. So maybe this would be like a next year thing for Cruz Azul. I mean, this is a big four side for you know, the Mexican league. This is one of the big teams. So they do have, you know, pull, and they do have definitely the money. I mean, they just got rid of, or they just sold Santiago Jimenez to Feyenoord in the Netherlands, who was their striker. So now they're without him. They definitely need a striker to kind of take over and be the lead man. I just don't know if it's going to be either of those guys.
Yeah, it's they did sign Vasquez to a 3-year extension, a multi-year extension to 2025. It's just something that I did see as of a couple days ago. So obviously that might not pan out at this point, but moving on with this match, you know, Querétaro are also in dire form. They're sitting at the bottom of the table. Cruz Azul is one spot above them. And Querétaro's only had 7 points. They have managed to score in 4 out of the last 5 matches, and they lost, you know, coincidentally, both sides have actually played Club America in their last match, both lost. Cruz Azul lost 7-0. Querétaro only lost 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, in short, this is a setup between two desperate teams, right? Looking to get in the right track. Cruz Azul has a new interim head coach. What to expect from that? TBD. I can't say for sure. You know, I'm not in the practice. I don't have people in the locker room giving me insight. It's just more of my own watching film. I don't know what to expect, but I can tell you what, bringing a coach in, who's been from or familiar with the squad can likely change the locker room dynamic, but overnight, you're not going to fix the defensive woes that are currently there, right? The personnel is still the same. There is a friendly coming up with Mexico on the 31st versus Paraguay that some of the members from Cruz Azul have been called up for.
Uh-huh.
I can't say for sure if they're going to make the lineup here on match day. I believe they will. There's still a 4 or 5 day break from the Saturday to Wednesday. So I do expect members who were called up to be in this lineup on Saturday. Both teams to score has hit an 80% for these teams so far this season in their respective home and away spots. So again, I really like this play. Cruz Azul, Querétaro, both teams to score at -120 on Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, and I think the big thing to highlight here, something that you may not have touched on, is that these are two of the worst defensive sides in Liga MX. I mean, we mm-hmm. touched on a game involving Querétaro a couple of weeks ago. I'm struggling to remember. It may have been that Club America game where I think I had Club America to score in the first half, and they didn't score until right after the first half. But Querétaro is one of the worst defensive teams in the league.
Yep.
They're just not really well equipped. They're just not very talented defensively. I think they've allowed more big chances than everybody else in Liga MX by quite a bit. And then, you know, I'm looking right now, Cruz Azul is the number one worst team in expected goals allowed at home this season, at 1.7 expected goals allowed at home. So I like what you said about these two teams being desperate. anytime you get desperation on a football pitch, mm-hmm. It's usually a good thing for goals. So, like the price here, I could see, I also like both teams to score as opposed to an over, because I could see this game getting in a 1-1 situation, and just kind of puttering out, you know. So,
Points are points for these teams that are in dire need of them. So,
exactly. So, definitely like that look. I'll get into mine. I am also going to be on a both teams to score look here. I'm going to a game on Sunday, the 28th. I think this is an 8:00 Eastern match. Going to Santos Laguna and Atletico San Luis, both teams to score at -122. This Santos Laguna team has been pretty good this year. And this is a team that we touched on in the very first episode, and told you guys to get on their future to win the league. I think it was almost 30-1. So really, really good value. They currently sit number 5 in the standings for the Apertura season. So they're in really good position to get a playoff spot, hopefully make a run. They've looked really good. They've looked very balanced. They have scored, they're number 5 in expected goals in Liga MX this year at 1.82. I think they're number 3 in actual goals scored. So this team is scoring goals, especially at home. They just smacked Pumas on the road 5-1. I don't know what's going on with that Pumas team. They've got problems of their own. Their manager is on the hot seat as well. So he may follow the footsteps of the Cruz Azul manager that just got sacked. So they created 6 big chances in that game. Harold Preciado had a brace. He leads their team in goals this season. But they've really spread the wealth. They have 6 players with 2 or more goals, and they've got 12 players that have scored at least 1 goal this season. Atletico San Luis, meanwhile, I'm kind of seeing a similar trajectory to what we saw last year midseason, where they just kind of caught fire. They have scored 7 goals in their last 5, and they had only scored 10 goals in 11 games this year. So they've scored 7 of their 10 goals in their last 5 matches. So they've scored most of their goals recently. So they're catching fire. Of course, the big deal for them was trying to replace Bertarame, who went to Monterrey. Mm-hmm. They didn't really have a great replacement. This team has always had good wingers, you know, good players with speed that can provide service. And Abel Hernandez has seemed to have stepped up as that guy for, you know, if you want to call him the Bertarame replacement. He's got 5 goals this year. So, you know, that funnel is kind of working the way that they want it to work. So they're able to play, you know, more attacking style, I guess you could say. But and then here's my favorite part about this play. Santos is number 3 in expected goals allowed at 1.73. And Santos Laguna is number 2 in expected goals allowed at 1.81. I'm sorry, Santos Atletico San Luis, these teams have similar names, are number 2 in expected goals allowed at 1.83, and that jumps up to 2.1 expected goals allowed on the road. So 2 pretty leaky defenses, 2 teams that we can pretty much trust are going to show up, play hard, and get after it. I'm not concerned about either of these teams really showing up and you know, phoning it in. I think that both of these teams want to win this game or want to get something out of this game. So I think it's going to be an open match. And I think both teams to score at -122 is a good price.
Yeah, I like this play as well. I mean, outside of Monterrey, Club America, maybe even Tigres, these teams are – Santos is in great form, 1 loss in the last 5 matches. San Luis hasn't lost in their last 3, right? 2 wins and a draw. So both teams are picking up their momentum. Their form is strong. So it's got the likelihood of both teams to score here as well. So I agree. And I think a lot of the matches too, we've been looking at have been both teams to score, because there's always that chance that, you know, over 2.5 hasn't happened a lot so far this season. And honestly, there's a lot of teams just in poor form overall. There's not many teams in good form at this point. So I like this targeted spot. And hopefully we get the bottom dwellers that are you know, motivated with nothing to lose, so to speak, and then two teams in strong form. So I like both plays.
Yeah, Carataro, to talk on your play one last time. They've never had an issue with effort. I watched them play multiple times this year. They've always played hard. And Cruz Azul, hopefully with the new manager, will, you know, kind of have
home.
Hopefully have kind of a new fire lit under them as well. And hopefully we get both teams to score winners. And yeah, that would be great to keep the wins going. But that's it for us this week. Two plays, hopefully two winners. We appreciate everybody that tunes in on a regular basis. Appreciate you if this is your first time tuning in. Hopefully you can bring us some luck. And again, make sure you're following the Because We Win Twitter page. Make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. If you want to see more videos, all you have to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel or to this Apple Podcasts or Spotify channel, and you'll get notified anytime there's a new upload. So that's it for me. Anything, RJ?
No, that's it. Appreciate the support, everyone, and good luck this weekend. Thanks.
Good luck, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.